This is Daf Mem Dalad. We got to the bottom of Mem Gimel Amud Beis. Five lines up. To that, Gemara says V'chein beben or bebas. So we said that if a this is going back to the Mishnah. Where's that Mishnah found? Where's that Mem Beis or something? All right, we're talking about killing a son or a daughter. You know, regardless of the age of the child, that's what we said. If it kills a person, even a katan, a katana, then the chayiv as well. So Gemara says, Tanur Rabban Kote Braisa, O ben yigach, O bas yigach. If a son is gored or if a daughter is gored, l'chayiv al ha-katanim k'gedolim. They say that the owner of the shor is responsible to pay the kofar, even on katan. Alo dinu, isn't this a kal v'chomer? Ho v'chayiv adam ba'adam, since a person is chayiv for hitting a person, another person, the chayiv shor ba'adam, and so to a shor is chayiv, or the baal shor is chayiv, for hitting an adam. Ma kishachayiv adam ba'adam lo shna ben ketanim l'gedolim. It's just like when a person hits another person, we don't care who the victim is, the age of the victim, even ketanim are included. Kishachayiv shor ba'adam lo tachlok bo ben ketanim l'gedolim. So too, when a shor hurts a person, we don't care the age of the person. The old kavachomer who, it's also kavachomer. Ma adam ba'adam lo shelo asa ba'ketanim k'gedolim chai ba'ketanim k'gedolim. So just like when it comes to an adam hitting a person, we don't make a katan like a gadol, meaning in terms of the one who is mazik. A katan is pater from being mazik, but the nizak, we do say the ketanim is like gedolim with regards to being damaged. So then with regards to shor ba'adam, where we say she'asa ba'ketanim k'gedolim, where we say we don't care the age of the shor mazik, whether the shor mazik is a katan or gadol, we don't make such a distinction by the mazik. So eino din shechayiv al ketanim kegdolim. So certainly from the nizak's perspective, the shor mazik should be chayiv even if the adam, the nizak, is a katan. Mara says lo, you can't make such a kavachomer. Imamr is adam ba'adam. If you want to say adam ba'adam, that we're chayiv on when a person hits a katan, because there are other chumers that have we have by Adam, ba'adam. Shekein chai bar badvarim. When Adam hits another person, not only does he pay for the nezek, but he pays for all the other tzar and all the other things. Tomer b'shor sheinu chai bar badvarim. But when it comes to shor who hits Adam, there's no dal dvarim that the shor has to pay. We have many kulas by shor. So maybe there's going to be another kula that if a shor hits a katan, then he should be potter. So that's why you need the pasuk Tamalomer o ben yigach o bas yigach l'chayiv al ha-katanim k'gedolim, that even if a shor hits a ben or a bas that are underage, he would be the baal ha-shor would be chayiv. Ve'en li ela b'muadim. I only know that this pasuk is referring to a muad. How do I know b'tam minayin? How do I know that even a tam that damages a katan has to pay or kills one? So din who it's also very logical. Ho'el v'chayiv be'ish v'isha v'chayiv be'ben u'bas. So since a chayiv man and woman, girl and boy, ma kishachayiv meish v'isha lo chelkas bo bein tam lemuad, just like when a shor kills a man or woman, there's no difference. So between a tam and a muad, the tam of a tam kills, a tam has to get stoned, whether the tam killed a man or a woman. So too, af kishachayiv beben ba, so too when a shor is chayiv for killing a girl or boy, lo tachlok bein bo bein tam lemuad. There is no, this should not be a distinction whether the shor is a first offense or a muad already. The old kavachomer, there's also a logic to the kavachomer to be applied here. Ma'ish v'isha shekein hora kocham b'nezikin, a man or woman who has a certain a weakness in nezikin. What's that weakness? Says Rashi, that if they cause damage, they're chayiv to pay. So yet we see lo chalkas bo bein tam lemuad. So we don't have a distinction whether the mazik is a tam or muad. So ben ubashi yafakochem in nizikin. Girls and boys who have a certain strength in nizikin that they're never chayiv to pay, and they always have the upper hand. So certainly, if they're the victim, so then eino din shelo tachlok behen bein tam lemuad. So certainly, there shouldn't be a distinction whether the shor was a muad or the shor was a tam. So Gemara says va'amris v'chidan kavachomer lahachmir. Can we create a kavachomer to be machmir? What does that mean? Look at Rashi. See Rashi, v'chi danin kal mechomer. We learn tam from muad. It's always the other way. Kal mechomer. You don't learn a kal case from a chomer case. Meaning what? L'hachmer al hakal. The name of kihecha de chomer chayiv kal nami chayiv. You don't say if the muad is chayiv, then certainly the lesser case is chayiv as well. If the muad is chayiv to pay kofar, so that's not going to tell us that tam is going to pay kofar either. That's not kal mechomer. The first logic made sense. We were saying we're equating the two. There shouldn't be any distinctions between men and women, boys and girls. But to apply a kavachomer, if you're chayiv for a case of muad, so you're going to be chayiv in a lesser case, that doesn't make any sense. So Gemara says, Im Amris, skipping the parentheses, Im Amris b'ish v'isha shekein chayavim b'mitzvos, tomer b'ben u'bashe p'tur min mitzvos. Gemara says, wait a second, I don't like this whole logic in the first place. Maybe you're only chayiv for sure in mu'ad and short time when it kills a man and woman because they're chayiv in mitzvos. And with their death, they can no longer perform mitzvos. But you're going to say by a boy and girl who are not yet chayiv in mitzvos, what's the loss? Yeah, there's a loss to the family. But the loss isn't as great since they're not performing mitzvos in the first place. So maybe the shur tam should be pater. That's why we need tam alomar, o ben yigach, o bas yigach. What does that teach us? Negicha batam, negicha b'muad. Why say yigach two times? It should say, o ben o bas yigach. Why ben yigach, o bas yigach, the double lashon yigach? They tell me whether the negichas batam, or whether the negichas b'muad, whether the negichas lemisa, or it's negicha l'nezikin. Every scenario of negicha, regardless of the age and the gender, the shor, tam, and shor muad will always be chayiv to pay the misa, the kofar, and the nezikin. Okay, we're good? Fine. New Mishnah tells us, shor shehaya mischachech b'kosav anafal, and shor is rubbing up against the wall, and in doing so, the wall falls over. Al ha'adam lands on a person. If it's neskavin laharagos, like behema, let's say he had kavana to kill an animal, but instead harag es adam, instead it ends up killing a person, or the kanani had in mind to kill a guy, instead harag ben yisrael, or the nephilim tried killing a nephil, and a stillborn, instead harag ben kayama ended up killing a child who was a full term. The halach is pat in all these cases because we need a shur to have kavana, and in these cases there is no kavana. So the Gemara says, Amar Shmuel pater mimisa. When it says pater, it says pater mimisa, chai b'kofer. Remember, there are two dinim that are applied when a shur kills a person. There's sakol yisakel, we kill the shur, and there's also the kofer that the baal shur pays to the family of the victim. So when Shmuel says that, when the Mishnah says patir, Shmuel says that only means we don't kill the animal because there's no sakol yisakel. It wasn't done by kavana, but the baal hashur still has to pay compensation to the victim's family. Chai b'kofer. Look at Rashi. The Rashi says the first wide line down patir mimisa. Why is the shur patir from being killed? In the end of the day, he killed a person. So he explains the halo niskavin. The animal didn't have kavana. Who cares? V'amin l'kaman, later we're going to see, k'misas b'aylim im harag kain misas hashur sharag. We say, k'misas habal kach misas hashur. We did this last night actually in Makos. However, whatever circumstances the baal would be killed, that's how the shur would be killed. So if a person accidentally killed another person, he's pater. So if a shur accidentally killed someone, he's pater. Only if a person intentionally killed someone, he's chai misa. So too, when a shor kills someone intentionally, that's when he's chayiv misa. But that's all regarding the patur mimisa. But he's still chayiv kofer, says Rashi, chayiv b'kofer. The darshinan kofer, im kofer. The word says kofer. Why does it say im kofer? The letter, the word im is extra. To tell me, lahavi, to include even shloba kavana, that you have to pay kofer even in a case where there is no kofer. Even though there's no kavana. This is mamash what we've been doing in Makkos. Those doing makas now, the Gra says, if you see the same thing in two different places, it means you're on the right path. So we're in the right path, David. Anyone else here? I think just the two of us, right? Okay, good. So Gemara says, Shmuel says again, Patim Mimisa, but you're still chayv kofer. Rav Amar Patim Mizeh Mizeh. Rav says that you're pater, not only are you pater in the Misa Tashur, but even pater from paying Tashlumim of the kofer. So Rashi explains this, Rav Amar Patim Mizeh Mizeh. Why are you pater in both? Kedidarish Rav Leel earlier, he said Shor Yisakel Kozman Shor Biskila Bailim Mishalim and Kofer. We saw this the other day. Only time that the Shor has to pay is only situation where the Shor is Chayv Skila. If it's the opposite, so then if the Shor is not Chayv Skila, then he's Pater from Kofer. That's Rav's Jasa.
Right? When you run against the wall, we're saying Niskavim Lahara, it says Niskavim for him Zoh.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm.
So, first of all, is there any dinim of tam and muad when it comes to a shore that runs up against a wall?
No. The tam muad is owned by negicha.
Guys, I'm saying there's no dinim over here, but also, it's impossible. How do you ever prove that a shore did it with kavana in order to...
So we'll see. We'll see how. We'll know whether it's kavana. Right. Yeah, they are said, right. But by the case of a person and an animal, let's say this coming out of the animal... And the animal moves last second, so you know he's going for the animal, and the person happened to be standing in the wrong place at the wrong time. The case of the wall, so Gemara is going to explain shortly, how do you know whether it's done the kavana or the halahana? So,
Okay. Even the wall case needs Kavanah?
Yeah, yeah. We'll see that in a second.
The Mashmah Mishnah is a separate case altogether.
No, in Eichanami it's a separate case. Because we think he did it Lahana. So that's why he's potter. But if he did it for Kavanah, if Imamashi knew to knock the wall over to land on the other animal or the person, how do you know that? So I understand when you see who he's coming to attack at and the guy moves. So Gemara will explain that, I think.
It doesn't say he built the Napa, so he wasn't really miscovering to knock it to wall down. It just happened.
Right, he was the Hanasa.
So he went to Shredder and then it fell down. Right, that makes sense.
So Gemara now says, Vamai. Hatamhu, why is this the case? But isn't he a tam? Look at Rashi. Hatamhu, afilu man didarish im kofer. Even if you include im kofer, hani mil lemuad shlo b'kavana. V'hai tamhu b'chichuch zeh. So why is that the case? The guy who's tam, I understand the case of the guy who's a muad, the animal was a muad, and shlo b'kavana, he still has to pay the kofer. This goes according to Shmuel, right? Shmuel says you have to pay kofar even shlo b'chavana, because the word im is extra, even shlo b'chavana you pay the kofar, im kofar. But when the guy on the shore is a tam, so why would the tam have to pay anything with rubbing against the wall and end up killing someone?
Why would a muad have to pay?
What's the shor muad? Because at least, I guess maybe there's some idea. If you have to include one case, it's a drasha im, you'd more likely the case where the shore is more irresponsible by the muad as opposed to the tam.
It's not really responsible. It's that the animal is dangerous because it's
wild. That's wild.
Uh-huh.
But scratching his back. What kind of shoe can you have anyway? And an animal scratching his back.
What?
Right, but the kofar applies to tam as well. A tam also, sure, tam also pays kofar. There's no distinction from kofar between a tam and a muad. So he's asking here, why, once you're saying im, come to include, why are you distinguishing between tam and muad? Either way, it's shlo b'chavana. I thought once we have a drasha, we always limit drashas. We only include one level. We don't include the next level. That's what I thought. But you're saying if it's a case of rubbing against the wall, which is there's no muad there. But we now have to be talking about a case where he's muad to knock walls over. That's what we're talking about. He knocks walls over to kill.
There's such a din of muad that you're knocking walls over?
Yeah. Yeah, we'll see that in a second. We'll see that in a second, yeah. So anyway, so that's the case here. Again, why is it tam chayiv? So Gemara explains, Kedamar Rab b'muad lipol abnei adam b'baros. Hachnami b'muad l'tzchachech abnei adam b'ksalm. That's the idea.
Don't we say, this is elementary, don't we say tam is plus from kofar? I'm
dreaming
this.
Yes, chayiv b'dami. We say tam is chayiv in skila. I mean, tam is chayiv to be killed.
Right. Plus from kofar.
Right, plus from kofar. Right.
So kofar is going to tell you reboid after by case.
Right, that's okay, exactly. So the case is right, very good. So im kofar is coming to include only muad, that a muad shlo b'kavan is chayiv. So the Gemara asks, so why is he chayiv? This guy's a tam. And tam is pater from kofar. That's the question. Very good, thank you. Tam is pater. So the Gemara says, no, this shore is not a tam, it's a shore muad because he does this thing. He knocks over walls to kill people. He's a smart shore and he's a dangerous shore. He knocks over walls. He's a muad for that. So the Gemara says, now, ihachi, that's the case, barktalahu. If he's a shor muad for killing people, even after the first offense, he shouldn't have been let out there. He should have been killed after killing the first person. So, because we know even a shor tam gets killed, even though he doesn't pay kofar just yet. So Gemara says, bishma, I understand, hasam, the chazirok of anafal. I understand there where he saw, let's see, what does that refer to? Rashi explains, he saw, something green, right? And it fell. Let's look at Rashi. Rashi, Bishlma Hasam, last seven lines or so. Gavishur Shinafala Ha'adam, bin Bor, Iklatrute, Kidmartatin, and Hasam, the high delo, Katlina lay, bin Nigichas, Rishonos, Kigon, the Chazi Ruk of Anafal, Shlobakavana Alze. Shura Ese, Besoch, Piabor, Ubalach of Anafal. The case that we're bringing from, another example, you can have a shore muad that's not only muad for goring people, for other ways of killings as well. So apparently this shore had been accustomed to falling on top of people that were in a boar. So why did he fall on top of a boar? Because he saw some grass and some vegetation he wanted to eat, and went in there, he tipped over and fell, and he did this three times. Like, wait a second, this shore is not just doing this because of the vegetables, it's doing this because it's killing people. But initially we understood, we didn't kill him after the first time because we thought he was just, you know, initially looking down the boar to get some grass. So we don't kill him. So I understand why we could leave such a shore alive for three offenses like that, and he ends up being a shore muad. But here, by the kosel, first time he knocks over a wall to kill someone, he should be killed right after that. Gemara says, No, the animal is doing this, as you were saying, to get someone enough to scratch his back, to scratch his side, and it fell over. We don't blame the animal. He's doing what animals do. They scratch themselves. So we don't kill him. But after seeing this happen three times, we're like, wait a second, this is not just an animal scratching his back. He's killing people by knocking over walls. So that's how we have a shur mu'ad that still stays alive. Because again, we thought he was doing this just for zana, and we only realize after three times he's actually doing this with intent to kill. So then the Gemara asks in the bottom line here, how do we know what the kavana of the animal is, whether it's for l'hana or not? So maybe after the first offense, he did this intentionally to knock over to kill someone. What tells you this was done for hana? So the Gemara explains, the busted denafel comes chachichba. After he knocked it over, he still went to all the ruins of the wall and started scratching himself against the rocks. So he clearly wasn't intending on knocking it over. He just wanted the rock to scratch himself. And even after it's fallen, he's still scratching himself. So that's why we think he's a tam. Gemara says, wait a second. Top of Mem Dalet Amud Beis, Akati Sroros Anu. It's still considered Sroros. And Rashi says, V'ein kofer kosev elo b'negicha d'havi gufa mamish. The din of kofer is only paid when he does a negicha. So this animal knocks over into the wall, then the walls crumble, the rocks crumble, and it kills a person. That's Sroros. Now, we usually think of pebbles. These are maybe boulders that killed someone. But still, that's Sroros, and Sroros doesn't pay kofer. The Gemara answers, Amar Rav Meri, Brei, Dirav, Akana, Dikazo, Mine, Umine. No, where he's pushing against it constantly. He didn't hit it, boom, and then it fell over. He was pushing all the rocks till it finally crushed someone, and that's why it's viewed as an extension of Negicha, and the Baal HaShur would have to pay kofer. Tana Kavasa, the Shmuel, there's a price that supports Shmuel, who says that you're chayv and kofer, and it's tuf to the Rav, against Rav, who says that you're pater and kofer. What does the price say? Yesh chayv b'miso b'kofer. Yesh chayv b'kofer pater b'miso. Yesh chayv b'miso pater b'na kofer. Yesh pater mizeh mizeh. All four permutations. Chayv both, pater both, chayv or pater in either one. How are they? Ketzad. Muad b'kavana, if an animal shur muad kills b'kavana, chayv b'miso b'kofer. That's a simple case. Muad shalo b'kavana, Chai b'kofer, because that's a drasha im kofer, that's Shmuel's drasha, you're chai b'kofer, but you're pater mimisa. Why are you pater mimisa? Because kemisa habal kach misa shur. The person is pater from killing someone shalom b'kavana, so then his shur is pater shalom b'kavana. If it's a tam b'kavana, he's chai b'misa, because we say sakol yisakel applies both to shur tam and shur muad, but he's pater b'kofer, because we learned before, as Adam reminded us, that a tam is pater in kofer. If it's a tam shloba kavana, then he's pater mizah mizah. He's pater from skila because kemisa balkach misa ashur. He's also pater in kofer because he's a tam. And hanizikim shloba kavana. What about nizikin? We just saw from all this that's clearly like Rav, rather like Shmuel, that muad shloba kavana is chayv and kofer. That's very explicit, just like shita Shmuel against Rav. Now the brisa continues. If let's say nizikin took place shloba kavana, what's the halacha? Rabbi Yehuda Mechayiv, Rabbi Shimon Poter, there's a machlokas whether the shur, the Baal HaShur, has to pay for nizikin that was done unintentionally. My time at Rabbi Yehuda, why does Rabbi Yehuda think that you're chayiv to pay shloba kavana, nizikin? Yalaf Mekofer, he learns it from Kofer. Ma Kofer, shloba kavana chayiv, just like we said above, that the word im Kofer comes to include even Kofer, shloba kavana, sa'af nizikin nami, shloba kavana chayiv. So to nizikin would have to be paid even though it was done unintentionally. Rabbi Shimon Yalaf Miktela, the shur, he learns it from the death of a shur. Mak tela shaloba kavana pater af nizikin shaloba kavana pater. No, learn out from when the animal, does the animal get killed? Is it sakol yisakel? If the animal killed shaloba kavana, we don't stone the animal. So just like we don't stone the animal for killing shaloba kavana, so too we don't make him pay damages when it's done shaloba kavana. So again, that's what they learn. Question, what do they learn from? Again, let me just explain this one more time. Then when the animal kills shaloba kavana, he's chayv in kofer, but he's pater in skila. So are we learning from the kofer that he's chayv in, so he's chayv in nizikin also? Or are we learning from the patur from skila, he doesn't get skila, in which case should be pater from nizikin? That's the question, which model are they using from that case of misa, shloba kavana?
So this is only talking in muad, right?
It's talking about muad.
There will be no kofer.
Exactly, because if it's short time, there's no kofer either, then everyone would agree it would be pater. Very good. Right. I would imagine so. I wonder if they point this out. But lechor, you'd be correct, yes. Mar now says, what about Rabbi Huda? Nami nelef miktela? Why doesn't he learn from the death? The fact that shloba kavana, the shore doesn't get skila, so we should say also, nizikin shloba kavana should be pater. Why doesn't he learn from there? Because he says, tashlumim mitashlumim. Dadin tashlumim mitashlumim. You learn payment of nizikin from payment of kofir. Vein danim tashlumim mimisa. And you shouldn't learn payment of nizikin from skila from a death penalty. So Rabbi Yehuda makes a lot of sense. Rabbi Shimon Nami Nailith Mikofer. So why doesn't Rabbi Shimon learn from Kofer? You should learn Tashlumim from Tashlumim. So he says, Danin Chiyuva Deshur Michiyuva Deshur Lafuke Kofer Dechiyuva Debailimhu. Interesting line here. You learn the chiv of the shore from another chiv of the shore. This implies here that the shore has a certain obligation. Now, the shore can't carry out his obligation. He has no money to. But when the shore does something wrong, the death penalty is on him. He needs to get skila. So too, when the shore damages, so the damage is upon him. So you learn those two from each other. As opposed to the payment of kofar, is the baal's responsibility, the owner's responsibility, not the shore's responsibility. So again, the shore's responsibility is to be killed, to be stoned. So that's the source to learn that when he damages also, those are his responsibility, which is a fascinating topic. In general, how do you view the shore's responsibility? Another example that comes to mind here is, let's say, the situation of a shochei behema, a bestiality. So we kill the behema. And the Gemara has two different reasons why we kill the behema. What did the behema do wrong? It was the person who did something wrong. So Gemara talks about it's the kalon, the seeing this disgrace of an animal walking around that a person had been with. That's a disgusting thing to see walk around. There seems to be some indication in the Gemaras and the Rishonim that to a certain extent, the animal also violated some iser being involved in such an act here. So just like we're saying here, that there's some chiv that's upon the animal itself. It gets hard for us to understand, but there is such an idea that's out there in the Gemaras and Rishonim that, again, there's a certain responsibility incumbent upon animals. Okay.
They would see from every, like we said, that a tam wouldn't pay nezek, but he says, according to the Rambam, since there's the svara would be that since anyways he has to pay kofar on some, he has to pay nezek on something that wasn't bechavana, it would also apply to the tam, and we have to pay both.
So against what you said?
I mean, the Rambam here says, it says that the logic would be what I said, but the Rambam paskens is different.
Despite that fact,
despite
yeah.
That fact.
Okay. Did he say why the Rambam says that way? No.
Yeah. The shelachar shelamadu mikof shishiyach chiyu mamon al maaseh shasah shor v'lo kavana ein svara lechalek legabe nizkin bein dam lemuad bedavar zeh.
There's no reason to be. Okay. Right. Cries a little bit more, Ian. I think. Okay. Fine. The Gemara now says two dots. Niskavin laharu gets a behema, v'haru gets a adam v'chulei pater. Let's say the animal intended on killing Reuven, but ended up killing Shimon, that would be chayiv. That's the implication of the Mishnah. Because the Mishnah was talking about a case, he tried killing someone who he'd be pater from, and ended up killing someone who's chayivin. But let's say he tried killing someone who's chayivin, and ended up killing another person who he'd be chayivin as well, then that was, he had kavanah to kill someone who's chayivin. So the animal would require skila in that case, and kofar as well. So Gemara says, Masnisin is delo Rabbi Shimon, Desani Rabbi Shimon Omer, Afilu Niskavin Laharu Getzeh, Baharu Getzeh Pater. He thinks not true. Even though the animal intended on killing Reuven and ended up killing Shimon, even though they're both people who would be Chayvin, he'd be Pater. My time with Rabbi Shimon. Damakrai, the Pasuk says, Hashor Yisakel Vagam Balav Yumas, Kimisis Bailim, Kach Mises Hashor. There's that connection between the Baal and the Shore. Ma Bailim Ad Demechavin Le, Apshur Nami Ad Demechavin Le. We learn the Gemara Makos that a person, a murderer, is only chayiv misa if he kills a person he intended on killing. If he tried shooting Reuven and accidentally killed Shimon, he's not chayiv misa in that case. So too.
Do you need asra?
For sure.
For a person.
Person needs asra. Yeah,
so
always.
Say mala adam that he needs asra.
So they obviously we're gonna draw a line somewhere.
Yeah.
We do the draw a line somewhere, but there's no asra for sure.
Yeah.
Don't. The Torah says.
Right.
No, it's not 100%. There's some hybrid where there's a certain halachas apply or not. So this idea also indicates that the shor also has a certain responsibility. If you want to really take it, the one way out of the asra is that if you say the asra is to be l'havchin bein shogi l'mezid, that's the whole idea of asra according to one opinion. Rabbi Yossi says that way. So then perhaps by a shor. We know when the shor is attacking someone, we know that was clear kavan. It wasn't just shogeg. We don't need a hasra to distinguish between shor, shogeg, and mezid for him. For a person, there's room to understand that maybe a shogeg is more das than a shor. So maybe for technical reasons, there's no need for hasra. Just to take that discussion through. Fine. The Gemara now says, "Ubailim gufay minolin." How do we know that a person himself is pater if it was shaloba kavana, if he killed the wrong person? Damar Kral, the Pasuk says, "V'ariv lo." Become a love. He ambushed him. He targeted him and jumped on him and killed him. Ad she is kavanah until he has kavanah to kill the person. But if he tried to kill Reuven and wound up killing Shimon, he'd actually be pater. So too kamisas hashor, kamisas abaylim, kach misas hashor. So then the Gemara says, Rabbanan Haiv Arvlo, my Avdile, what did they learn from the Pasuk Arvlo? Because the Rabbanan of our Mishnah seemed to say that if you intend to kill one person and you kill someone else, you actually would be Chayv. So what did they learn from Arvlo? My Avdile, Amri Debei Rabbi Yanai, Prat Lezorik Evan Lego. The guy throws a rock, he throws a grenade in a crowd of people and kills someone. That's a situation where he would be Pater. Why? Hikidami, what's the scenario? Ilay Madika Tisha Knaim Vechad Yisrael Bineim. If it's nine are non-Jews and one is Jewish, typically the Ruba Knaim Ninu. You don't need a Pasuk. He threw this, most people were Knaim, so he'd be Pater. Because when he threw it, he thought that the rock would hit one person only. And Mesam is going to hit a Goy because 9 out of 10 are Goyim. Therefore, of course, he's Pater. Inami Palga Palga, even if it was 5 and 5, half and half. Safik Nefashu Lakel, so we don't know. He didn't know where it was going to land. It was 50-50. So since it's a Safik, we always make it when it comes to Dine Nefashos. So Latzvi Chadika Tisha Yisrael Me'echad Kanani. Situation where he threw into a crowd of 9 Jews and 1 Kanani. So most likely he knew that the rock was going to hit someone and kill a Jew. So Da'af Agav Deruba Yisrael, even though most likely he was going to kill a Jew, came Vedika Chad Kanani Bineo. Since there's one possibility he could have killed a guy. Havle Kavua. Kavua is when the things are stationary. There's a concept of Chol Kavua Kemechsa Mechsadami. We always view things that are stationary as Mechsa Mechs, even though the statistics tell us otherwise, whatever, without explaining why that is, we view Kavua as Mechsa Mechs, a 50-50 chance. V'safik Nefashu L'Hakel, and therefore we invoke the concept of, since he wasn't sure if he was going to kill a Jew or a non-Jew, and he had the equal statistics of each one happening, we are makel on him. Has to be dafka where he targeted one Jew is when he's chayv.
Kavua means that he's absolutely not moving, or what's the pshat of kavua?
Right. So these are the discussions. I'm surprised. Look at Tosos here. Tosos doesn't address this point here. Let's see how they explain this. Usually tells us this.
This translates that as in place, but they don't elaborate.
They talk about this because people, of course, move around. Right. Where they're tied down only. I forget how they explain this case. Why?
I'm sitting in a chair.
Right. I don't remember. Okay, let's go weiter now. Mishnah tells us, Shor HaYisha, the Shor HaYisomim, the Shor HaPotropis, Shor HaMidbar, Shor HaHekte, Shor HaGer, Shemei Svein LaYorshim, Hare Elu Chayav Misa. All these types of animals, oxen, are owned by a woman, whether by orphans, HaPotropis, Shor HaMidbar refers to the Midbar Hefker, Hekte, all these cases, the Shor kill, the Shor gets Misa, because we saw above that there's a certain responsibility, a certain death penalty that it goes on the Shor, even though he has no Baal. Vihuda Omer, Shor HaMidbar, Shor HaHekde, Shor HaGer, Shemeis, Pturim, Minamisa, Lefishein, Lambailim. No, only the case where there's a Baal. We don't care if the Baal's a wife or Yisomim, that's when you kill the Shor. But if there is no owner, so then there would be no Misa to the Shor. So Tani Rabbanan, Shor Shiva. Why does it say Shor so many times? It says 7 times in the Psukim. Lahavi Shor HaYisha, Shor HaYisomim, Shor HaPetrapa, Shor HaMidbar, Shor HaHekde, Shor HaGer, Shemeis, Vein LaYorshin. Vihuda Omer, Shor HaMidbar, Shor HaHekde, Shor HaGer, Shemeis, Vein LaYorshin, Pturim, and Amisha, Lefishin, Lambailim. Mamish, exactly what we saw in the Mishnah. Just pointing out, the Gemara adds here there, that there's a source. The fact that it says Shor 7 times, that's the source of the 7 Pturim, or the Chiyuvim rather, the 7 different types of Shvarim that's mentioned in the Mishnah. So it comes along, Amr of Huna, Poter, Hayar, Rabbi Yehuda, Afilu, Nagach, Levasov, Hektish, Nagach, Levasov, Hefker. He holds, let's say at the time when it killed someone, the Shor was owned by a boar, by a Baal rather. And then before it received its death penalty, it was the owner was Makdish, or the owner was Mafkir, he's also off the hook. I mean, you thought the Pasha was the case. What was the status of the Shor at the time of the Misa? So he says, no, even if at the time the Misa was owned, if later on during Shas Gmardin, Shas Bezin, it was already Hefker Hektish, even then the Shor would be off the hook. Lefi Rabbi Yehuda. Mimai, how do you know this? Midikatani Tarte, Shor Midbar, Shor Ger, Hames Vein LaYorshin. So, in fact, it has two different cases of a Shor that's from the desert that's unknown, and then a Shor that was owned by a Ger that has no Yorshin, which is also now, in essence, a property of Ger is Hefker after the Ger dies. Shor Ger, Shemes, Mainiu, came in Dain Lo Yorshin, Havilei Shor Hefker, Hainu Shor Midbar. That's what we just said. Hainu shor hagir shemei shevein lo yorshin. It's the same exact case. Shor hefker, shor midbar, all the same things. So why is the Mishnah listing them separately? A ger shemei shevein lo yorshin and a shor midbar. Two cases of being hefker. So Gemara ends up saying elo lav ha kamashmalan is not teaching us that filu nagach luvasov hektish. That even a case where it was hefker only after the killings, that would still qualify as a tour of misa lefi Rabbi Yehuda. And Tani Nami Hachi, the Brisa says the same idea here. That yes, okay, more than this, Amar Rabbi Yehuda. He says further, afilu nagach levasov hektish, nagach levasov hefker pater. How do we know? Shenemar behuad bebaila vehemis, that you have to give the proper haada, the testimony in front of the owners, and then you kill the shur. So the connection of a baal, ad shetehei misa v'hamada b'din shavim keechad, that the hamada b'din and the misa have to be the same idea. The gamar did love beinen. Again, hamada b'din shavim keechad. As a misa v'hamada b'din shavim keechad, ugamar din love beinen. So Gemara says there, you have to have the hamada b'din when you bring him to court, and the actual misa has to be the same, where the status of the shore has to be the same, has to be owned from beginning to end. So ask the Gemara, but Gemara din lo ba'inan, you don't need the Gemara din also to be having the same status. V'hashor yisakel Gemara din hu. When we say shor yisakel, means that was the given the Gemara din. That's what it means. You give him the din of skila. So you need to have that the shor has to be owned also at the same time. Ella, the way that Shavis phrases, ad shetehei misa v'amad b'din v'gemar din shavin kecha, that all three stages have to be the same, have an owner. But as once one stage is hefker, one stage is hektesh, then the shore would be potter. Okay, we'll stop here. Everyone have a wonderful day.